In my youth in the Transkei, I listened to the elders of my tribe telling stories of old days. Amongst the tales they related to me were those of wars fought by our ancestors in defense of the fatherland. The names of Dingane and Bambata, Moshweshwe and Sekuku were praised as the glory of the entire African nation. I hoped then that life might offer me the opportunity to serve my people and make my own humble contribution to their freedom struggle. This is what has motivated me in all that I have done. Having said this, I must deal immediately with the question of violence. I do not deny that I planned sabotage. I did not plan it in a spirit of recklessness, nor because I have any love of violence. I planned it as a result of a calm and a sober assessment of the political situation that had arisen after many years of tyranny, exploitation, and oppression of my people by the whites. I and the others who started the organization did so for two reasons. Firstly, we believe that as a result of government policy, violence by the African people had become inevitable, and that unless responsible action was given to canalize and control the feelings of our people, there would be outbreaks of terrorism which would produce an intensity of bitterness and hostility between the various races of this country which is not produced even by the world. Second, we felt that without violence, there would be no way open to the African people to succeed in this struggle against the principle of white supremacy. All lawful modes of expressing opposition to this principle had been closed by legislation.
Remarkable contrasts.
Defy the government, which